This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is dead and others injured after a two-vehicle crash in Adams County. It happened on Friday, a little before 6 p.m., at the intersection of State Highway 21 and County Highway Z. A Ford F-150 traveling on County Z failed to stop at the stop sign at Highway 21. The pickup truck hit a Jetta traveling on 21. The driver of the Jetta has been treated and since released from the hospital. One passenger of the F-150, 38-year-old Sharon M. Peterson of Strong's Prairie, was pronounced dead on the scene. She was not wearing a seatbelt. Neither was another person in the truck, who was transported by helicopter to Marshfield Medical Center, where they remain in critical condition. Officials are still investigating who the driver of the F-150 was. Beginning tomorrow at 6 a.m., a portion of Lake Wazeecha will be closed until July 21st for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show. National Night Out is happening at Witterfield this year. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is partnering with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club to host NNO at Witterfield on Tuesday, July 6th from 3 to 6 p.m. There will be equipment displays with representatives from many local law enforcement, fire, and emergency services, as well as bounce houses and face painting for the kids. If you attend National Night Out, you'll get a free ticket to the Rafters game that starts at 6:35. Don't miss the special edition Police Officer Roscoe bobblehead. Wisconsin's 77th Allison Dairyland is on the job. Oconomowoc native Haley Heinzel will spend the next year promoting farms, farmers, cheese, and everything agriculture. She says she got her start in ag in high school and was a member of the Future Farmers of America. That turned into a life sciences communication degree at UW-Madison. Temperatures might be cooler today, but it's still not safe to leave kids or pets in a vehicle, even with the windows cracked. Amanda Tabin is the Safe Kids and Injury Prevention Coordinator with Aspirus Health. She said a car can become dangerously hot very quickly. Cracking a window doesn't lower the temperature in a vehicle much, and children are more susceptible to heat stroke.
Kids' body temperatures raise 3 to 5 times faster than adults.
Amanda said we can prevent these deaths and near misses by remembering to act. The acronym ACT stands for A. Avoid injury and death by never leaving a child alone in a car. C. Create reminders to check the back of your car before leaving. T. Take action. If you see a child alone in a car, call 911. At least 10 children have already died so far this year because of heat stroke. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages private well owners to consider testing their drinking water after significant rainfall and flooding. Heavy rains, such as those that swept through much of northern Wisconsin the past week, can impact drinking water quality. Floodwaters and runoff contain bacteria and other contaminants that can affect private water supplies and cause the spread of waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are especially susceptible to contamination. Even without obvious signs of flooding, a well can become contaminated. You can find information on the DNR's website on how to test and disinfect a private well after a flood event. There's a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids today. You can donate at the former East Junior High School from 10 to 3. Their next donation date is Monday, July 22nd from 2 to 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office season might have started slow, but did achieve a big milestone this year. The Despicable Me Minions franchise passed $5 billion in global ticket sales, making it the first animated feature franchise to do so. The most recent installment, Despicable Me 4, pulled in another $135 million globally at the box office this past weekend and is still yet to open in several foreign territories. The Minions franchise now ranks as the 10th highest grossing of all time domestically. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards took place this past weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift took home three awards: Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Concert for her Eras Tour, and Favorite Global Music Star. Young Sheldon won for Favorite Family TV Show. Barbie took the top prize for Best Movie and got a Best Actress award for Margot Robbie. Tim Chalamet won Best Actor for Wonka. Simone Biles and Travis Kelce won Favorite Sports Stars. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant."
We could catch an isolated shower at some point later this morning into early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 78 our high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and a lot less humid with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.